Is it on air? Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm French Concession. I'm going to tell you about my new EP called Empress for Long Player.
So, Ella, what can you tell me about the Empress EP?
Well, Empress was actually my first EP that's not written about my own experience. So I read this book by Zhang Chang. It's called The Empress Who launched reform or like opened China to the West, something like that. It was about Qixi Empress Dowager. I don't know if you know her. She's like the most powerful woman in the last dynasty. She has sort of a bad reputation. I mean, I was growing up learning that she's like a bad person that's pretty much ruined China and then made China weak and everything. But when I read this book, it was just completely different from what I learned growing up, and blew my mind because she's actually amazing, epic person, was really capable of, you know, being a leader. This EP came into my mind because I was so obsessed with her in that time. I was reading the book. Yeah, so this EP is all written about her, stories about her.
Could you tell me about the first track, Moon Palace?
Yeah, Moon Palace is sort of like my imagination of semi-oriental palace that based on some moon from outer space. I sort of just want to set the scene as to bring audience and like kind of mythical world. I took like influence from Chinese mythical stories where, you know, they live on the moon and they don't grow old. They can live forever. And if you, like a saint, you can sort of just float there when you die. Empress is a track about the Empress Dowager, but I just short form it as Empress because it's easier for people to know what I'm talking about. And it's really about her being a strong woman and a strong leader while she's trying to push reform in the court with all these conservative court people. And she has a lot of enemies to stop her, kind of turn China into a modern society, have modern technology. I wanted to make it into a pop song, so it's sort of collide with sort of the atmosphere. I use a lot of power synth and kind of futuristic beats that kind of go through it. So it's ended up being a really fun song at the end, or that my intention was. Storm is a track about Qixi when she was in exile. She was actually at war with this foreign power. At that time, China was really weak and a lot of foreign countries just want to come in and take certain part of the cities and to do trade. Yeah, the English Empire wanted to get this land and she didn't want to. And then at the end, she sort of lost and she has to go exile. And when she was exiled, a lot of people also left her. So it's sort of like she's going through this storm as a metaphor, but she's still staying strong. And if she doesn't, what happens at the end, everything will just be blamed on her. So she's carrying on this huge responsibility with her. So this song is pretty much about her going through that.
There's a fire in my
Summer Fire is a track about the Summer Palace being burnt down by the British. And Summer Palace was Chi-Chi's favorite place, and she has fond memories of herself growing up there, watching Chinese opera, and there are like crazy beautiful birds that were kept there and like exotic plants. So when it burnt down, it was really tragic for her, and for her whole life she's trying to rebuild Summer Palace. This one, I put myself in her position when it was burnt down and how I feel about it. I mean, I generally feel really sad that such beautiful, you know, architectural sort of monument, cultural heritage is being destroyed anyway. So it's sort of a emotional track for me.
Beauty will
Forbidden is written about Cheesy when she was young and she fell in love with a eunuch, and it was a big no-no. It's pretty much like forbidden thing in the palace. So she fell in love with this eunuch, I forgot his name, and at the end they pretty much had to kill him so that she wouldn't do anything or no more rumors around. I thought that was really crazy. Like, she has to watch her lover being killed. I think they chop his head off.
Long player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.